Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have you on board on a Wednesday night, a haiku hump day kind of night. It's been such an active show, such an active pre-show. I've got my man Blake over here working on the next iteration of what Fan After Dark is going to sound like. And before you say to yourself, whoa, what does that mean? Hang tight. We'll get to it. Doesn't mean anything. Look, the same upbeat, energetic, ridiculous takes with a little bit of seriousness, with a little bit of ball knowledge sprinkled in, because we're not just pretty faces with great voices. No, we do know a little bit of ball. We do know enough to be dangerous, and we know enough to have some fun here on a Wednesday night. How about get your brooms out? Get your brooms out. Yes, that's right. Your Texas Rangers, the hottest team in all of baseball, handled their biz once again. And hey, egg on my face right now. You two want to say anything? You guys get to kind of go over there, do what you want to do. That's it.
I thought you were doing your opener.
I don't know. Well, I figured you were going to interject and say something.
I'm trying to learn how to not step on your toes. I listen back to our shows and I feel like I interrupt you too much.
But I'm waiting. You know, kind of like when you're going to the rack and you're going for contact, you're waiting for somebody to, bump you or something like that. That's the way our show is. Okay. I'm waiting for contact.
I need you to check your phone. You just got a one login protect and you have to put your fingerprint.
I got you.
And then when you do that, I will now be able to see the text messages that the Tolos, the Fatties are texting in the program.
Because it's been 552?
No.
591.
Oh, it's giving you a code? Okay, yeah. Say it again.
Try it again. 018.
Okay.
572.
No one steal our social security
number.
Yeah,
please don't. Last four.
Are you still locked out?
If you do, go for it. Let me know. I was at a car dealership today looking at a car, thinking about getting a new whip, thinking about getting rid of the Ranger. All right. I'm ready to drive a manual again. Okay, and I'm ready to get back into a whip. However, this thing had already been tuned. Like, they'd done some aftermarket tuning.
You mentioned that to me on the phone. When you say tuning, do you mean where was the tuning done? I feel like that could be aftermarket. It can be stuff that's accessory stuff, engine stuff, mufflers, cats. Where was the tuning done?
In a garage.
Okay. But I'm saying, is it just cosmetics or is it performance?
It sure didn't feel like it was performance. I mean, I'll put it
to
like this.
So it's cosmetics, and that's good. That means it's just how it looks. It's the actual how the car.
They did something to it.
Well, did they not disclose it?
Come on. You think with all due respect to my boy Sean.
Oh, wow.
He didn't know.
But I feel that's a big thing when you take a car in, if you're a car dealership and they go, hey, I'm selling this car to you. Have you had any work done?
They're not asking those kind of questions.
I feel like that's kind of important. Yeah, I had a whole new engine put in.
But that doesn't mean that they're going to, you know, hey, I'm buying this Toyota Land Cruiser here. Take this 2020 Jetta with a manual transmission that's been sitting on this dealership lot for 2.5 months.
Can I read the first text we got?
Please read the first text.
Shout out to the 903. They get the first
bell ring.
Bell ring of the day.
First, both have bells today.
First text of the show.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to hear Fred Davis on the radio. Dot, dot, dot.
Mm.
We love it! That's what they wrote.
Inject it into my veins. Inject
I wanted to see if you were going to react negatively first.
Look, you know what? You're listening.
To 105.3 The Fan.
You're listening to 105.3 The Fan, and the first thing you hear is my voice, and you're so compelled to discuss it that you bring it up. And I'm guessing they're having a fun time. I'm guessing they're joking about it.
They said, we love it at the end.
I thought you were saying that.
No, yeah, they that's said what I thought that. Too. Yeah, they said that. They said, nobody likes to hear Fred Davis on the radio, dot, dot, dot. We love it, exclamation
point. Oh, so you didn't do a very good job of reading that.
You I dot, just dot, read dotted it. Too long.
You dot, though. Dotted and then kept going. You yeah. didn't You didn't give us the we love it until
I
later.
I said that
we I was love already it. On to something else.
I know. I wanted you to react and be mad, and that's going to say they were hyping you up.
I'm more upset about the car that I went to go look at today, and shout out to my boy Dan, the transmission man. Nobody better in the DFW. So like I said, we got to figure out what we're going to do about the Ford Ranger. But nonetheless, crazy day today on a number of different fronts. We're all feeling some type of way. We're at whatever you feel about it. Bottom line is this. Let's have fun for the next 3 hours. All right? Let's enjoy ourselves for the next 3 hours. I know that's what I'm here to do. And I'll tell you what, right now, it's a wild time in DFW sports.
It is.
Okay? It's a wild time. And I got to give a shout out to my boy. And look, we don't do it. And I'll tell you what, as we get ready, because we're going to be on every day in about 3 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever it is, even if the Rangers do make the playoffs, which right now, it's trending in that direction. I mean, time will tell. That said, at the Freddie D, at Blake_, correct?
Yeah.
Are we ever going to get rid of that? We'll talk about it later. Not important. At Blake_, okay? Maybe we will, maybe we won't. I've, you know, said several times it's time to change it. Trevor the Creator, and that's both on Instagram and X?
No, just X. I don't mess with Insta. Okay. You know this.
All right.
I don't mess with the socials, man.
Okay, well, maybe it's time. Maybe
listen,
it's time.
I already got on. I got on X because of y'all.
You did,
and that's
did.
Where,
I'm glad
that's
you
where
did.
We can live.
I'm glad
and
you did. That, you know what? Fair enough. At Trevor the Creator on X
and Blue Sky. New account. You know the Scoregami guy that tweets all the scores on Twitter? That's like, hey, this is a unique score.
He's on Blue Sky.
Well, everyone was waiting for him to tweet out, I think, the Buffalo
game. The 41-40
game?
Yeah, I heard that.
Because it was a Scoregami, yeah. But he wasn't tweeting it out. And then someone screenshotted that he tweeted out the Scoregami on Blue Sky of that game. And they were like, he's gone.
What do they call that on
Blue Sky? He's gone rogue.
What's it called on Blue Sky?
Does the left even watch football? 877-881-1053.
Using that term. That's a term today, boy. Oh,
I don't get
man.
I get it, but you I'm going to act like I don't.
You get
it. In case our bosses are listening.
Just a question. I'm being a smartass today. Tell you what not to be a smartass about. These Texas Rangers. Yeah, and man. So where I was going with all this to begin with is...
We got to give a shout out. Our boy from Anna, Texas has texted in twice in the first 5 minutes. He says, hello from Anna, Texas. I just did.
You're the one reading them.
I just did. There you go. It's done.
Shout out's over.
Shout out's over.
Shout out to you.
Hopefully you're recording.
I hope so. Or check us out on the Odyssey app and you can replay all this.
Yeah. Send it to your coworkers.
All the goodness. Be like, hey. And you know what? I'll tell you what we need to do.
Start charging people.
A segment just came to my head.
Okay.
A segment idea just came to my head.
It's been a lot of Fred and Blake thinking over the last couple days.
We have been on it, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to bring you radio gold for 6 months. No, look, the think tank never stops. What if we did a segment called Wingman.
Okay.
Where if you're, and again, I don't know what kind of women this is going to get you, but
oh,
hey.
Oh, God.
I don't like where this is going.
Are we taking callers to set them up with Trevor?
Not necessarily callers. No,
if
I was going to say.
If you're single and want to date Trevor.
If you're.
Call into the show and we'll be the third
four
party.
Four female tellers are listening right now. If you want to be, go out. Not an expense paid at all. All right. I mean, I'll Venmo you $5. Okay.
I'll make it six.
Okay.
All my dime.
A $6. You're gonna Venmo six?
I'm a Venmo six.
All right, I'll Venmo five.
So you're up to
$11 from the Fan After Dark. All right, on us.
Not even $36?
No.
Look, you can add the other 25.
Yeah. You're the one going on the date.
I've got two children, so yeah. They...
I have zero. Don't plan on any anytime soon. Yeah,
we tell you what, if you want to hear that segment, if you want to go back in time to that segment, Wingman, where you give us a rundown of what, if you're trying to go on a date or if you're trying to impress somebody.
Am I the you?
No, not you. I mean, you can just say, hey, tune into my show. Okay. I mean, that's all you've got to do.
I didn't know who we're talking about. The listeners.
No, we're talking to the listeners.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're looking at me, you said you.
I mean, okay. So, rhetorically speaking, while looking at Blake, hey, Fred, Blake, Trevor, or whatever, you know, menagerie of producers we have on that night.
Good word.
I need you guys to say, hey. Say something good about me, whatever. I'm a tolo, I'm a fatty. Love me up. Boom, I'm going to play it for said female.
Well, we need money for that. We're just giving out free game. We're dedicating a whole segment to Love Up the Tolos, which I'm fine with doing, but just one particular tolo that just texts in and we just
not
say
how one tolo. People call in or people text in. Yeah, we're going to have one guy. We're going to spend 15 minutes on one guy. No! They text in, they call in, whatever, and we just go through rapid fire style, 12-15, boom, done.
And hopefully they record it, send it to their hands.
Well, that's on them. What they do with it is their choice. I don't care. But that's...
I don't think it can't be a live thing because then we're kind of saying like we're about to
sure
do this.
Sure can be. Who cares? I don't care. Look,
it's got to seem authentic, though. Not just like we're about to do our segment where we wingman and read your guys' text.
Let me tell you something. If you can't get a female to show you any attention after you just got shouted out on the radio, that's a you problem.
No. You're not hearing me. I agree, and I like the segment. But I would think for the listener listening, for it to be beneficial for them, it would be better for them to take the clip and then show the person in isolation rather than playing the segment all the way through and we're reading 20 different other people's names.
Let them figure that. Look, I'm not here.
Trying to help out the listeners.
Then let them cut it out.
That's what I just said. I said, y'all should do that. And you said, no. You said, if they're not listening live.
I mean, they can do it live. They can cut it out. I mean, what they do with
make
it is entirely
it.
Make a TikTok. I don't care. My point is we're going to put it out there in the ethos and what you do, take it and run with it. Is entirely up to you.
Speaking of taking it around with us, the third time we've segmented into the Rangers.
Ah, I love it. I mean, I did say they're the hottest team in baseball.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's the third time we've gone in and out with the Rangers.
I did say they're the hottest team in baseball.
The Little Rascals have been the hottest team in September. They not only swept the Brewers, which is a feat in itself of them being the best team in baseball, being the Milwaukee Brewers.
Egg on my face.
The Milwaukee Brewers have not been swept in a series since when? When do you think, Frank? When do you think it was the last time the Brewers this season were swept?
We're in September. What's today? September 10th.
One day before.
Never forget.
Never forget. Never forget. We all remember where we were at on this day 22 years ago. Or what, 24 years ago? Sorry.
Well, tomorrow.
Hopefully not 24 days ago. Okay, continue.
Let's see.
Guys added a whole other year.
24. I said 24. I said 22 at first. I meant 24. Let's go with May.
The last time that the Milwaukee Brewers were swept in a series was the opening series of the year when they were swept by the Yankees. They have not been swept since.
They have not been swept since the opening series?
Yep.
So that was May.
Yeah.
I was right.
Good year. Fred Davis on one.
Hey, we got there.
Took us a while. Shout out to Tolo and Fatty, Chris Taylor. Get this man on the radio now. Love the energy. Can't wait to hear what you say about our Rangers. You and Blake eating a bag of crows. All love.
No, that's fair. I think that's a fair assessment.
I'm not going to take that yet.
I'll take it. We talked. Remember, we were at Globe Life.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are they in the playoffs?
No, but we at Globe Life said the season mainly.
We
you
did.
Said, you said after this Astros series, it'd be over. I agreed with you.
I said that on September 11th, two things would happen. We would... You know, in remembrance, there would be two remembrances on September 11th. One of September 11th, and the second would be of the Rangers season.
You did say that. Okay. And I kind of co-signed it.
Oh, all right. Now, that said.
We're not looking too good with that take.
Again, are they in the playoffs yet? Are they in the, if the season were to, and I'm not trying to be ugly. Okay, I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. I'm trying to be the realist here about this because this team has done this too many times this year, ladies and gentlemen. It's done it too many times this year where you are in. I mean, how many times? I mean, hell, a month ago they were in the playoffs. They were in the playoffs, and then guess what? They went to Kansas City and got their ass beat. Like that. I mean,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just saying, they're a half game out. Boom. Then they, lost 4 out of 5 or something crazy like that. So my point in all that is this. Right now, as it stands, and where are we at right now with the Mariners? We'll do some scoreboard watching tonight because it looks like now, top of the eighth, Houston looks like they're up 2-0 on the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, that team's taking on water bad, all right? Toronto's a mess right now. But let's look real quick at the scoreboard. Royals are up in the Guardians 4-3. They're taking on water. I'm not too worried about either one of those two jabronis. Mets are getting their ass beat right now, 9-1 by the Phillies. Blue Jays down 2-0, and that run is over. So middle of the eighth, the Blue Jays are up next. And then last but certainly not least, the team that we're all watching. Where the hell are the Mariners at? They played today, didn't they?
Mariners play at 8:40.
Okay, that game tips off at 8:40.
I'm starting to think you're paying the Tolos because I'm just scrolling through the text messages. All I see is, Fred, how are you so good at your job? From one Davis to another, Fred's great on the radio. Fred this, Fred that. Can we go back to the days where we were hating on Fred? Y'all remember when Fred first started and nobody could put up with it? Now this guy, everybody loves him. You need to be more controversial.
more? I mean, I literally got a call from my boss today. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
I got you something you do want to hear.
Shout out to Tim Time.
I want some tea. I want some tea.
I got something you do want to hear though.
What's that?
The Little Rascals of the Rangers. Shout out to Abby Jones putting these.
Do we think Kevin Pillar was right? Continue
putting these numbers together. Cody Freeman, who started at second base, third base, and right field, .696, a pretty well round, called a .700 slugging percentage.
Okay,
not just in general with runners in scoring position when it really matters. Cody Freeman has been phenomenal. Alejandro Osuna, we've been talking about him a lot, especially with Adolis going down, has started in all three outfield positions. .312 on base percentage. Michael Hellman, we were on the phone talking about him earlier, started 10 of the last 11 games in center field, had the grand slam the other night, had the home run robbery, .677 slugging percentage during this 11-game span. And then Dustin Harris, we know, had the walk-off in the 12th inning when he got called up. These gentlemen that have been putting together for the Texas Rangers, that myself, Fred, most of you guys wrote off the Rangers when we saw it was pretty much the Frisco Rough Riders here. Simeon was down, Seager was down, Evaldi was down, season is over. They have somehow played the best baseball in the span. I want to say 13-4 in their last set of games. I believe that's the best span this season.
That was the last 17 games?
It's got to be the best span throughout the season. I'll let Trevor fact check me on that, but I'm pretty confident 13-4 the Rangers have been over their last span of games. So the Rangers peaking at the right time. We've seen this before. 2023, they weren't exactly just dominating. They had some injuries go down. We had Josh Young with the wrist or hand. I can't remember exactly. And they started struggling, and then they picked it up and made a little postseason run, make it into the wild card, take care of Tampa, take care of the Orioles. And we all know what happened after that. So let's just say there's a little bit of magic in the air when it comes to September and October. Hey, that fall, when fall hits, Rangers are at their best if they're in the race.
Sweater weather. All right, so you got swept by the – let's bring this up real quick. All right, remember, you didn't get swept. Okay, this is what it was. This is where and it's been kind of a tale of two seasons, or tale of a tale of two second halves. You lost 3 out of 4 to the Mariners. Then you took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. Then you got swept, and I'm not going to say necessarily in dramatic fashion by the Philadelphia Phillies, but they little brothered you a little bit, right? Like, especially considering the fact that you couldn't hit, and Duran, their closer, who they went out and got from Minnesota, all right, went out and shut you down, okay? And again, the Phillies have one of the best pitching staffs in baseball, so there was no shame in that. Then you went and got beat. Remember that you got housed by the Toronto Blue Jays. Then you lost 3 out of 4 to the Royals. And it looked like, I mean, you just couldn't get your bearings straight. Since that 3 out of 4, to the Royals, swept the Guardians, took 2 out of 3 from the Angels, swept the Athletics. Then you lost 2 out of 3 to Arizona. Okay. And then you took 2 out of 3 from the Astros. You took 3 from the Milwaukee Brewers, right? And so to me, but here's the thing about this real quick, because I know we're up against it. This is kind of how this team has been, all right? I mean, this has
been...
We haven't
seen it from a hitting perspective. They're hitting well now.
But I mean, you hit well in June and July. I mean, from June 7th to July, you produced more. You had one of the hottest runs of the season.
This is a good mix of hitting and pitching.
But here's what's different.
Coinciding at the same time.
Well, but
it's the time where everybody's trying to win. Well, everybody's trying to win right now.
Oh, because people are trying to lose in June and July?
No, I'm not saying they're trying to lose, but everyone's putting their chips on the table right now, and you're still performing high.
All I'm saying, I think what you're, I'm not disputing anything you're telling me or anybody else. My point is that, and you've already touched on this, is that you're doing it without Semien. You're doing it without Corey Seager.
And your best pitcher.
And you are doing it without Evo.
Best pitcher maybe in baseball.
Right? Having Evo, well, he's been one of the better ones. I'm not going to say he's the best pitcher in baseball. But you have done... Oh, Evo? Really? We're going to say
he
Evo
was the
was
best
the,
pitcher in baseball. Absolutely.
Hit the best ERA. One of the best. One of the best.
Why are you trying to take one of the best?
Well, yeah, what's going... Fred,
yeah,
what's
trying to
going
take
on,
that
buddy?
From? I mean, if he's in the conversation,
I'm just saying,
can't
one
give
of the best. I'm sorry. I didn't say he was
him?
The... I'm so, no, I'm not. I'm not going to say that Evo... Is he having one of the best seasons in baseball? Yes. I'm not going to sit here and say Evo is the best pitcher in baseball.
I'll say it.
Okay? Say it.
2025.
Tweet it.
Not 2023.
Post it. Great.
When we come back, we will answer your Dallas Cowboys questions. I've got a couple questions. I want to ask Fred what he thinks about this Cowboys matchup, and we will lay out the show for you guys because it is still an exciting 3 hours that we got here on this Wednesday.
We need haiku topics, too.
On The Fan After Dark.
This segment on 105.3 The Fan is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Shout out to Trevor, making us sound nice and crispy on The Fan After Dark. Blake Elliott joined by Fred Davis. We got some Cowboys questions from you guys, some that I got for Fred, and some I'd love to reach out to you guys and see what you think. You've got the Giants coming into AT&T. On this Sunday afternoon, it's going to be nice to be back in the AT&T regular season game. I'm used to it being an opener. You know, that's what I've been accustomed to is home opener at Jerry World. So not having to wait till week 2 to get to that macaroni, a little bit sad, but Sunday our dreams will come true and we'll be back in Jerry World to watch Russell Wilson versus Dak Prescott. How excited are you for you to be at a regular
business
season
trip.
Game?
Business trip.
Okay.
Business trip. I look. We got lampooned by the G-Bag Nation.
We did.
When I told them, and I told them this before, and you know what? It was more Broadus than it was anybody else, okay? You know, I think Gavin, healthy dose of skepticism, but that's how Gavin is. Chief had our back. They asked us week 2 of the preseason, you know, oh, how much food you going to eat? I said, not worried about it. We're locked in this year, okay? last year. I didn't come, you know, you had started the whole season, okay? Mm-hmm. I think I came on around week 7, week 8, somewhere in
with
there.
Your little plastic badge, your paper badge.
I know, paper badge every week.
Having to get it from media
local. You know, every week, whatever. Not this year, people, okay? Not
official.
This year. Your boy's official like a referee with a whistle.
Landers.
Okay, get it straight, all right? Your boy's locked in this year. Although I'm going to stop using the term locked in. I'll tell you why later on in the program. That said,
I want to hit you with this immediately. I just want your gut reaction.
Do it.
Who do you want to interview after the game? Obviously, we have to wait and see how players play, and that plays a big factor in who we talk to post-game.
Dante Fowler.
But just going into it. It really doesn't matter how they play.
Dante Fowler.
Okay. That's the guy you're keyed in.
Right off the jump. He's a veteran. I mean, you brought Dante Fowler in to rush the quarterback and be a veteran leader on that defense.
I'm going to go Guyton. That's who I want to talk to no matter how he plays on Sunday.
I don't hate it.
Yeah. Because I haven't got a chance to talk to him.
Okay, who's your 1B?
Funny or not funny? Like actually informational for the show or just my own personal bias?
Let's do this. You're locked. You're focused. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start using the word focus instead of locked in. I'll tell you why later on the show.
Jesus. He just teased that twice.
That's right.
Just in case you missed it the first time, he will tell you later on.
Because I just said it again. I was like, all right, I got to stop. Nobody teased the tease.
Are you locked in?
And we may not get to it. Who knows?
Same with Mangini.
Huh? We should do that today. Who's our producer tomorrow? Are you producing for us tomorrow?
Negative.
Who is? Do you know? Jake. It's new guy Jake. Degenerate Jake.
Locked in.
Degenerate Jake. Focused.
Can we try D-Gen Jake? I feel like degenerate, it's a lot.
You say DJ Jake?
D-Gen. D-Gen Jake? Like, because that's short. That's short. It's a nickname. I'm just throwing it out there. You can kick
it. It doesn't have a ring. It doesn't have a ring.
D-Gen Jake?
It sounds like we're saying a different word. It doesn't sound like degenerate.
Not just that, but who's a D-Gen? Sounds like you're a
degenerates. You would that is shortened term for degenerates.
877-881-1053. I'm today years old finding out that D-Gen is a.
You've never called somebody, dude. You're a D-Gen.
Like, I've
never
said that in my life.
You've never called somebody a D-Gen.
I've never said it in my life, Trevor.
Never.
Well,
never. Never.
I
and you know what? I'm never going to.
Okay, well that's fine. Degenerate Jake then. This is what it is.
He said, okay, that's fine. Someone said, how late are y'all on?
11. Run to 11. We're back at it. We're back at it. We're locked in. And let me tell you why.
I feel like you were going at a point before.
I was. First two guys that we're serious about, then two that were kind of like, hey, let's have fun with this.
Yeah.
And if we get to him, we get to him. So my 1A is going to be Dante Fowler. Yours is going to be Tyler Guyton. Who's your 1B as far as, like, we want to ask, like, serious football, all jokes aside.
Trayvon Diggs.
This is the first hour.
Trayvon Diggs.
Okay.
It'll be a little bit tough. I don't think he's, you know.
Well, he's probably going to go, well, I mean, he's going to be a podium. Not podium, but you know what I'm saying? Like, middle of the locker room guy. Okay. Yeah. I think that's where Trayvon's going to be.
Maybe Jaden Blue.
You think he'll be available? He ain't going to stick around.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. That's what I said. Maybe.
Because they've already teased that he's not going to be active on Sunday.
Yeah, dropped my fantasy.
Yeah, so he's not. Yeah, you tried to trade me, bum ass. Not in a bad way. We like Jadon Blue here.
For fantasy purposes.
But from a fantasy perspective, don't play with me like that. My 1B, Malik Hooker.
I knew you were going to say that. So
I was going to go there.
I had a feeling you'd say Malik or Donovan, but I was going to leave it for you. That's a good pick for you. I have been kind of a, I don't want to say a hater. Hater's kind of strong.
Here's the thing. We can't be haters anymore.
Oh, yeah. But I've been on my replace them propaganda, so it'd be a little disingenuous for me to go love them all.
Oh, I'm waiting for you and Jalen Tolbert to get into it in the locker room. What are you talking about? I am going world star when Jalen Tolbert starts swinging at Blake in the locker room. I am here for it.
I call it how it is. Fred, tell me this.
I will get in the middle of it if it gets there, okay?
Tolos.
I'll jump in the middle of it.
Tolos. Tell me one thing Jalen Tolbert did on Thursday that said he should get more snaps.
I'm not mad. Look, you're not. I'm not a Jalen Tolbert defender.
Someone texted in a blocking snap where Jalen Tolbert said this guy deserves more snaps.
I mean, I think the biggest play was him running the wrong route and almost running into CeeDee Lamb. And if CeeDee Lamb doesn't drop that pass, that's the bigger story. I mean, that's unfortunately where Jalen's at. And Jalen.
This is not an indictment. Jalen Tolbert is obviously a better football player than Blake will ever be. He's in the NFL.
100%. And we're
comparing him to the other Cowboys receivers.
And I think, you know what we're upset about with Jalen Tolbert? We're disappointed.
What was he, a third round pick? If you want to stack check me, I want to say third round pick.
Third or fourth. But let's also put it in this context. You
Same draft as Fergie and Bland, right?
You made some progress last year.
Yeah. Okay. Led the team touchdowns.
Like, you made some progress last year, and for a guy that you would have thought with the arrival of George Pickens, okay, I got to step my game up. Like, okay, it's on now, right? Like, they have made this, we are a better wide receiving group. Oh, they're making Kevontae Turpin wide receiver three. Oh, they traded a draft pick for Mingo.
Yeah, you got dropped two slots.
So it's on. Like, I've got to show them that I'm ready to take that next step as a wide receiver, and unfortunately, we just didn't see it. And so I guess that's where, and look, there was a lot of folks, Blake being one of them, that during the offseason had zero expectation that Jalen Tolbert was going to improve at all. And unfortunately, rather than prove you, because look, if Jalen goes out there and balls, you're the first guy to come out there and say, hey, look, I was wrong about Jalen Tolbert. My man went out there and did what
love
he had to do.
Love for that to happen.
And it's not anywhere
close. And the thing with Tolbert, and I'm going to move on from this, is if he did some pass blocking things, and it could be like, hey, Blake, he's helping out in the run game. Live with it.
If there was a block that sprung, you know, if it was him that sprung Miles Sanders the other night, okay.
Yeah. But you're not giving effort stuff, and you're not helping in the skill
department. And he can't run routes.
So.
All right, who's your two? Okay, so those are our two. Who's your second guy, by the way?
I said Trayvon Diggs.
Okay, so Trayvon Diggs and Guyton,
yeah.
I'm going Malik and Dante Fowler.
And then if Jaden Blue's walking around, you know, I'll try to snag him.
What are you going
to
say?
What is Coach saying? What is he saying you need to improve on? I always like asking those questions to kind of get the insight of...
Why aren't you active? That's got to be the first question.
Well, I personally would ask it a little bit different. I would just be like, I mean, we know why he's not active. He's
why?
Not learning the playbook. He's not...
Well, let him say... Okay, what do you mean we know that? Let him say that.
Or reading between the lines. You think he's going to come out and be like, I don't know the playbook, man. I'm not surprised.
Who knows what he's going to say? You don't know until you ask him.
Agreed. We have different...
Why are you not active?
We have different... Asking questions.
You have my thing with Jaden Blue is this.
Me and Fred have different prompts.
We absolutely do. We absolutely. But
why are you not playing? Why are you a bum, bro? I want the answers. Now give me the real rail. Give me the real rail. Why are you not playing? Why did we draft you? Please explain to the Tolos.
I would never ask that because I understand why they drafted him. I would ask him point blank. Why haven't you been active the last 2 weeks?
Coaches don't think I'm ready.
Why?
Do you agree with that sentiment?
Yeah. That's a great follow up. Because Javonte and does my and this is where I said this and you scoffed at me.
If it's about Javonte being good, I was wrong.
No. I'm not. It's week one. He could go. All my point with that was this. I said he could at least be Rico Daddle, and I stand by that. All right, Rico, and I think after week
Carolina,
okay, and I think we well, I mean, it's Carolina. But I think you agree now that, hey, he can be Rico, right?
Yeah.
But my point was he could be him and Jaden Blue could be a poor man's Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery.
Not too much of a pro now after week one.
and right? And it doesn't seem like, well, maybe that's not such a far cry after all. And, you know, if raise your hand if you drafted Jahmyr Gibbs and you're sitting there scratching your head. But Jaden Blue was supposed to provide that pop. Jaden Blue was supposed to be that game breaker in the backfield because let's call it what it is. Javonte isn't that. He's a grinder, which we like and we're okay with. And Miles Sanders got caught by Zach Bond. Okay?
Yeah, that's a linebacker.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, you got run down by a running, a linebacker,
who started off as an edge. Like, this is a 4-6 guy. This isn't like...
You got to take that to the house. I'm sorry.
Jaden Blue's taking that to the house.
Jaden Blue, that's a tutty all day. Hell, Deuce Vaughn probably takes that to the house, if we're being honest. By the way, shout out to our boy Deuce Vaughn. Got picked up by the Denver Broncos. Yeah, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And Wanye got picked up the other day, too. Wanye Thomas. Yeah.
Really?
Wanye and one of our offensive linemen. The name's escaping me.
Where's our boy Izzy? Is he still floating out there in the
ethos? No, excuse me. Wanye's still in the Cowboys. Izzy got picked up. Thank you. Wanye's still in the Cowboys.
I was going to say, I was thinking about that. I was like, hell, that's
my
captain?
Fault. It got cut and picked up. No, Izzy got picked up by a team the other night.
Okay. Yeah. We don't know who, though?
I don't have
Izzy, if you're listening, 877-881.
It's on a practice squad.
1053. Who did you get picked up by, and tell us why? All right. So what you? I know you had one other question, or did you? You're done? You're all set?
No, I don't have any questions.
Were you
questions.
A deer blind before you came into the show today?
What's deer blind?
It's where you go hunt.
You know, Gavin asked me the same question. He said, I've never seen a mossy oak shirt that's been cut. He said, that's a new one for me.
Only Blake could pull that off.
Only Blake could pull it off, and we're going to pull off one more. We're going to go out on the Dean and Leeson hotline and talk to Marshall Green of Chat Sports. He covers the New York Giants to give us a little preview of how Sunday's game will look. What are the Giants' strengths? What are their weaknesses? If you didn't get a chance to see this game, will we see Jackson Dart in this game? We'll ask him all those questions next on the Fan After Dark.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibu, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
All right, well, we were going to bounce back with a New York Giants highlight audio clip to get you guys set the scene for who you're playing this week. I asked Trevor to find one. Trevor
said,
Blake, there's no highlights.
They had a blocked punt, and I looked there, and none of them had any audio.
Yeah.
That's how the Giants game went last week. They had a blocked punt, there's no audio, and they scored 6 points.
Throw a football against your garage door, and that'll kind of emulate what the sound might have been like. And that was also emulate a Russell Wilson pass as well.
Well, we'll see what Marshall Green thinks about that, about how Russ played, and if we're going to see Jackson Dart. Let's go out to Dean and Leeson hotline, talk to Chat Sports own Marshall Green covering the New York Giants. Marshall, how are you doing on this Wednesday evening? Thanks for joining us.
What's going on, fellas? Happy to be on, talk some Giants. Was a little more excited before the jokes. I had enough of a beating on Sunday, but I appreciate you guys having me on, ready to talk about the game.
What would you say to start off? What are some positives coming out of that game against the Commanders? Obviously, y'all get the loss, but I'm sure there's some bright spots of it with your new rookie and Abdul Carter.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot, and I've been thinking over the past couple of days, what are the positives? And one of them would be Abdul Carter. Didn't play all that much in the game, only was on the field for 38 of the 70 defensive snaps, was able to create three pressures, had half a sack combined with Kayvon Thibodeau in that limited action, but he looked like the real deal. The burst was there. The athleticism was on display. Made that play on punt block as well. I don't know if I want him playing special teams all that much anymore if it means he's not on the field on third downs, but Abdul looked like the real deal, and to be honest with you, outside of that, not really that many positives for the Giants. It was a rough one.
When it comes to that Giants defensive line, a lot of us here in Dallas made a big deal about it. Maybe probably the best defensive line on paper in the NFC East, and one of the best in all of football. How well do you see them faring up against this Cowboys offensive line that has a strong interior, but the tackles can get got? They're one of the only teams that had every O lineman allow multiple pressures. Tyler Guyton allowing 5 of those, and then they graded out at a 40.8 pass blocking grade, which would grade a third worst in the NFL from week one. What do you think about that kind of matchup, the Giants defensive line against the Cowboys O-line?
Yeah, if there's any shot the Giants are going to win this game, it's they got to dominate the trenches, and Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, and Kayvon Thibodeau, they got to go to work, and they got to be able to win their one-on-one matchups. Those four guys were only on the field together at the same time 8 times against the Commanders. And I just don't see how that number can stay that low. I mean, the only way the Giants can win this game is if they're able to generate pressure on obvious passing downs. So you got to have your best players out there. I'm curious to see. Brian Burns had 2 sacks. Outside of that, not much of an impact for him. I'm sure he'll bounce back. He's a proven player in this league. But yeah, that's where my eyes go in this matchup. Giants got to be able to create pressure.
Marshall
with 4 as well.
Oh, absolutely. Marshall Green, Chat Sports, talking all things New York Giants here on 105.3 The Fan, Sunday's opponent. Mike Kafka, look, coming out of Kansas City a few years ago, they were talking about this guy was an up-and-coming, you know, offensive mind, you know, coming from the Andy Reid coaching tree and what have you. Yet it just feels like whether him being the OC, Daboll, and maybe you can shed some light on, you know, who really is the offensive mastermind here or maybe lack thereof. Why does it just feel like that this team, you know, Daboll, who's had success at other places, Kafka, who's had success at other places, why it just seems like this offense, no matter who's the quarterback, just can't seem to quite create any kind of momentum?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question for this organization. Look, they were able to manufacture some results their first year here. They got to the playoffs with Daniel Jones. They won a playoff game. Since then, though, this offense has been allergic to explosive plays, and if you don't create explosive plays in this league, you're not going to score points. Right. And even when they do put drives together, it's 14, 15, 16 play drives for 67 yards and a field goal. They can't find a way to punch the ball in the end zone, in the red zone. The offensive line, I mean, what year is it? How long have we been talking about the offensive line for the Giants being a problem? Still can't protect. And with Andrew Thomas not out there week one, that's a major red flag. Didn't practice today either. I'm not confident he's going to play this Sunday. And if Andrew Thomas isn't out there and you are already struggling on the offensive line, I don't really see how this Giants team's going to put up that many points this Sunday. And they don't have the answer to the quarterback. If you can't protect, you don't have a quarterback, it's going to be tough sledding in this league.
There was you kind of just touched on it. There was a lot of talk, and if the Giants want to take that next step and kind of be competitive in this division, they're going to have to keep up with the explosive plays. Obviously, you have Malik Nabers, who's one of the best at the NFL at doing that. Wandale Robinson, you're hoping he can kind of fill in some of those gaps as well. You bring in Scadaboo, Tyrone Tracy in year two. You bring in Russ. You're hoping that some things can be put together, but we saw in week one a lot of cover two looks, kind of putting a cap on the top of that defense, keeping everything in front of them. Russ wants to get that man coverage, wants to be able to throw those moon balls. Do you see an adjustment where they're able to do that, or do you think the Cowboys defensive line is going to eliminate any kind of new game plan that the Giants are going to try to implement on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm curious to see. I know you guys have probably been talking about today, Deron Bland. If he's not going to play, that means the next corner in line is going to have to guard Malik Nabers. I'd like to see them work Nabers into the slot a little bit this week more often. Will Diggs follow him there? Can they find a matchup that they like in that spot? But you got to run the football. The Giants were one of the worst teams in the NFL at creating positive runs in week one. Russell Wilson is a quarterback that needs a running game, and he needs time in the pocket.
Yep.
Yeah, he can create chunk plays on the outside by taking one-step drops and identifying man coverage and seeing which side of the field the safety's on. But if you don't run the football and you can't protect Russell Wilson, we saw it in Denver, we saw it in Pittsburgh, and we saw it in week one against Washington. It's not going to be very good for you.
One thing we keep hearing, Marshall, is, I mean, this has got to be, you know, make or break for Brian Daboll. What's the kind of the leash for a Russell Wilson before we finally do see a Jackson Dart? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, this guy's got to try to save his job one way or the other.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate joker card that Daboll does have. Even if the Giants' win-loss record doesn't flip on its head compared to the last couple of seasons, if they end the season with the belief that Jackson Dart's the guy, Daboll's job's probably safe because he identified the quarterback, they put a plan together to get him, and if he has success, then that's enough to keep your job. But, I mean, after week one, Ryan Dable didn't commit in the postgame press conference on Sunday to Russell Wilson being the starting quarterback going forward. He was asked numerous times about it, and his answer every time was pretty much, I've got confidence in Russ. It's not all his fault. It's a team loss, and I have confidence in him. And when you're getting asked about the quarterback after the first game and you don't on the spot commit to that guy, which he did numerous times over the past couple of years with Daniel Jones, far too many times, and then you wake up the next day and you commit to Russell Wilson, that tells me there was some doubt after the game if you were wanting to still roll with Russ or if you were ready to make that switch to Dart. Look, the Giants had the halftime and they don't score an offensive touchdown in the first half like they didn't do last week. I would not be shocked if we see number six out there, Jackson Dart, getting his first NFL action.
Marshall, I hate to make you do this, but I'm going to ask you anyways. From watching body language, at least online, on social media, watching the game live, whatever it may be, different clips, Malik Nabers did seemed unhappy on the sideline, towel over the head, seemed frustrated. What kind of read do you get with Malik Nabers' relationship with the front office, coaching staff, Russell Wilson, in comparison to Jackson Dart? Is he pushing for a Dart? Is he just here to play football? What kind of read do you get on how happy Malik Nabers is with all this going on, being that he is the star player of the offense?
Yeah, he did not look all that happy on Sunday. I mean, I think he's just a young man, 21 years old still, that doesn't like to lose. And to be honest with you, I love that. I want players on this football team that hate losing more than they love winning. Comes from LSU. They don't really lose games there all that often. I'm sure he's still trying to figure out how to be a leader while it's not easy to be a leader. But look, I mean, all preseason long, all summer long, it was, oh, Malik Nabers loves Russell Wilson. The Giants had a media day right before the season started, and they said, this guy on stage with Russ right there makes my job a heck of a lot easier. Now, that sounds good when you're throwing passes on air in practice, but when you get shut out, at least didn't score a touchdown in week one, you're going to be upset. He had 12 targets. I don't think it was a targets thing. I think it was we look terrible. I'm tired of playing on a football team that's not winning games, and I'm ready to start winning. Would like to see him be a little bit more of a positive leader on the sideline, but I'm not really worried about it. Kid just wants to rock, and they want to win games. I mean, that's every single receiver in the NFL.
Last thing for me, Marshall, and maybe he's saying he's going to commit to Russell just for the simple reason that after you guys come to Dallas on Sunday, you've got one winnable game that jumps off the page to me until you go to, I guess, what, Chicago, I guess. And if we're calling that a winnable game, I mean, depending on, I mean, yeah, you know, we, but I mean, you're talking about, you got the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Saints, who, I mean, they're equally as bad. Then your Eagles again, at the Broncos, at the Eagles, home to the 49ers. I mean, we're looking at like November 9th. This team could seriously have one win. There's no way that if we're sitting there in week 8, week 9, week 10, and this team's 1-8 and 1-9, there's no way that Dable keeps a job, is there?
Look, probably not, but at the end of the day, the Giants want to go into the cycle of, you know, loud a head coach on a hot seat return, pick a rookie quarterback, and then what, are you going to fire the coach after he hand-selected the quarterback, you traded up for him, then the rookie quarterback has to learn offensive system number two going into year two? That's, I mean, we've seen that with the Chicago Bears over the last three regime changes. We saw that with Daniel Jones. They're in a sticky spot.
Yeah, they are.
I go back to, if you are 1-8, that probably means Dart's not playing all that well. But again, if you're 3-6, 3-7, 3-8, Dart showed some promise. Maybe that's enough to keep his job. But yeah, their seats, they're definitely hot. They seem like they're only getting hotter.
Marshall, under a minute, last one here. Give the fans listening right now one player on each side of the ball that the Cowboys fans should keep their eyes out for that could be game wreckers, could be guys that disrupt what the Cowboys are trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, on offense, I'm looking at Malik Nabers. I mean, shocker there. Maybe it's a little more Wandale Robinson. I think that matchup in the slot is going to be key. Can Russ get the ball to that guy in advantageous situations to create some yards after the catch? And I'm looking at the interior offensive line of the Dallas Cowboys versus the interior defensive line of the Giants. Yeah, there's Dexter Lawrence there for Big Blue, but outside of that, a lot of unproven players there. Giants just allowed 200-plus rushing yards to the Commanders. In week one, seemed like the Cowboys want to get back to run the football. Will they be able to stop the run? If you can't stop the run, you don't earn the right to rush the passer, and the Giants can't rush the passer this Sunday. They got no shot.
Marshall, fantastic debut here on The Fan. For all the people who want to keep up with the Giants, just to know their opponents, know who they're going against, see the injuries, see who's playing, whether it's fantasy football implicated or real life, where can they find your work at?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram as well, at @MarshallGreen_. And I put out videos every single day on the Giants on YouTube, Giants Now by Chat Sports, up to 80,000 subscribers over there. So if you want to stay up to date with Big Blue, go give me a follow over there.
Thank you, Marshall, for joining us, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend and enjoy the game on Sunday.
Y'all too, man. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. There he goes, Marshall Green of Chat Sports, covering the New York Giants. Great talking to him, getting to know what the opponent has coming for the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Now, speaking of Sundays, me and Fred made a lot of picks.
Mm.
How did those picks fare? What are our records looking like? Who was atop the leaderboards at Fan After Dark? We'll review our picks that we made, and maybe we'll get into some more picks that we're going to make next on Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.